Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, By What Authority?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Jesus said in reply, I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin? They discussed this among themselves and said, If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, Then why did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, We do not know. He himself said to them, Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things. Sometimes I get tickled at the introductions of speakers. The enumeration of distinctions, education, accomplishments, and accrued responsibilities meant to secure confidence in the listener can have the opposite effect. Almost, you hear in ourselves, who are you trying to convince? We end up less dazzled or expectant and more lulled into anticipating more of the same old, as speakers before. These introductions hope to solidify the authority out of which the person will speak. I wonder, what if the qualifying pedigree we used to ascribe authority was less about accomplishments and distinctions and more about authentic humanity, humility, integrity, with a list of learnings from mistakes, lots of mistakes. The chief priests and elders in today's passage have a legitimate question. Who said we should listen to you? By what authority? Yet, Jesus' answer is a question put to us. What was John's authority? Jesus goes right to the heart of John the Baptist's preaching. Repent. This man's life of integrity, witness, fidelity is an invitation that cannot be argued. Now there is authority. And the chief priests and elders know it. But because they value their preeminence of their own authority and influence as judge over any other, they're caught. Repent indeed. Conversion begins when we stop standing as judge in order to kneel as sinner. When we are humble and contrite of heart, something real happens, something freeing. A longing and yearning breaks through as the Spirit of God groaning and praying through us. In this Advent time of waiting and getting in touch with our longing, perhaps we hear Jesus ask, By what authority do you continue your life of faith and hope? by what authority do you continue without changing? By what authority do you continue using your experience, your values, your expectations as the norm for others? As Jesus asks us, by what authority, he seems to be pointing. Look. Look at my mother as she carries me in these Advent days. Both of us so vulnerable and in need of care and support from others, from our families, our friends, even strangers. Our yes, hers to spirit, mine to the Father, is inviting your own yes. Can you, will you, utter yes, thy will be done? Can you, will you, give authority to the one who lives in your deepest self, longing within you to change you into the body and blood for others? May these Advent days secure in each of us the desire to give all authority to the author of all life who is groaning and praying in us. And let us let go of pedigree of accomplishment other than this.